now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
The lounge sounds are ready to go as we set the needle on the vinyl up high in the Sydney penthouse. And this week we take a look at the architectural giant of the US landscape, the Encounter Restaurant, at the theme building in LAX. News on the release of a very noir book to pick up, and some news from me when swank life isn't quite as swank as you'd like it to be. Here's the Useless Playboys, rather appropriate, and Caravan on the Cocktail Nation.
She called me sad. Stars that shine above so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our paradise. Upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand, so I may keep this memory of our caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting. Resting in my arms as I feel to the magic charms of you. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true. Within our desert caravan. Stars that shine above so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand, so I may keep this memory of our caravan. So exciting, you are so inviting. Resting in my arms as I thrill to the magic charms of you. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true. Within our desert caravan.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Cocktail Nation with Cocktail Lynn, brief and breezy. Now, every traveller shuffling in and out of LAX is familiar with the airport's iconic theme building, even if they don't know it by name. It's that futuristic low-rise tower clad in white concrete and crowned by four parabolic arches that look like something out of the Jetsons. It's eye-catching by day and even better at night. But the theme building has lost one of its lesser-known attractions with the closure of the Encounter restaurant. Joining me tonight is Kalev Savi, who I spoke to about the demise of Worldport not so long ago. Now, before we get into the theme building and the Encounter restaurant, Kalev, let's touch on Worldport. Now, this has all been demolished now.
Yes, it's unfortunately it would have been around late November time frame. So about 3 or 4 months to the day they announced they were demolishing it. The original iconic flying saucer shaped structure is now gone, and now they're working on the addition to the building that was built for Boeing 747s. But you know, we expect it's going to be totally gone within the next 3 months.
Yeah, very, very sad. Have you heard anything more about any of the bits that went with it? Have they been put into any museums? Has anything been left over?
Well, what they told us they would do was, and this was a joint press release from June 26, 2013, between Delta and the Port Authority that runs the airport, that they were going to build a tribute to the Worldport. Mm. They haven't really elaborated what that plan is, but there is one thing physically left, and if you look back at the original 1960s photos, there was a large sculpture. It was the world's largest sculpture at one point in time, called the Hebald Zodiac, by sculptor Milton Hebald. It's the 12 signs of the zodiac, and it kind of served as an air curtain, as an entrance to the building. That sculpture is right now sitting in hangars at JFK. It's been sitting in hangars for about the last about 20 years. And we're starting a new project, basically, where we're trying to lobby Delta Airlines to find a new home for it and invest the $4 million plus that we believe is necessary for restoration.
Let's talk about the theme building, in particular the Encounter restaurant. Now, there's been some movement on this, and I don't know whether this is all good news or bad news, or let's wait and see.
Well, it's unfortunate news. The Encounter restaurant, well, actually, that the theme building was opened up in 1961, so it's the same age as Pan Am Worldport, built in the same style. And it really served no other function other than an observation deck and restaurant. It was really meant more as an architectural unique identifier for the city of L.A. than anything else. There's always been a restaurant there, but this restaurant, the Encounter, opened in 1997, and it just closed a few days ago. It's rumored that a new tenant is going to take over and make it a restaurant. You know, I sincerely hope so, because the views from up there of the airport and just surrounding Los Angeles is incredible.
It seems like something that everybody should check out. Now, I've flown into LAX like a billion times. I've seen it, you know what? But I never had the chance to actually get in there and check it out, unfortunately. I will have to next time I'm in town. But I think it's something that a lot of people have missed, which is probably why the thing kind of struggles a little bit.
Well, it struggles because it is kind of like in the middle of the airport, so access to it is not easy, and most people just are checking in, rushing to their flights. If you have like 2 hours to kill at the airport, it's well worth the visit. I've lived in LA in the past, and I frequently would visit there just for dinner rather than anything associated with an airport.
Yeah,
but as I said, unfortunately, it's closed now, it will never be torn down like the Pan Am Worldport, because the city of L.A. designated that building as a cultural and historical monument. But we just hope that it's going to be reopened to the public soon.
It's a pretty cool design inside. I don't know whether everybody likes it, but to me it looks fitting for the building.
It is. It was the Encounter restaurant was opened in 97, and the interior design was done by Walt Disney Imagineering Group.
Really?
And they did a lot of the interior lighting and design, and they built upon that retro futuristic look. I guess that was popular with the Space Mountain complex at the Disney park. So having been in there, I can attest to the fact that it really was a you felt you were like back in the 60s.
Now, the thing that I've been told the fate of the restaurant actually rests with our very own Westfield Corporation here in Australia, which is interesting. They've been, of course, been a part of the shopping centre landscape for a long time. They've branched out to a lot of things. So that's an interesting Australian angle for us.
Certainly, I'd encourage anybody who has the ear of Westfield to lobby for something similar to be opened there, because it really is a unique building. Let's face it, when you travel to cities of the world, Paris has the Eiffel Tower, London has Big Ben, but in Los Angeles, the symbol of Los Angeles is always that building.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll make a phone call to Frank Lowy in just a moment. Caleb, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for your insights. It's always wonderful to talk to you about the 1960s and 1960s aviation, and I'm sure we'll have you on the show again.
The Cocktail Nation.
I like a new Lincoln with all of its class. I like a martini and bird on the glass. I'm gonna start living. You wait and see. Nothing but the best is good enough for me. I like to eat lobster directly from Maine. I like to see bullfights in sunny old Spain. I'm gonna start living. You wait and see. Nothing but the best is good enough for me. Tally-ho, off we go. Who can wait another day? You and me out on a spree. Let's get started right away. We're gonna go traveling and have us a fling. We'll visit a palace and dine with a king. We're gonna start living. You wait and see. Nothing but the best is good enough for me. Let's get started right away. We're gonna go traveling and have us a fling. We'll visit a palace and dine with a king. We're gonna start living. You just wait and see. Nothing but the best is good enough.
Twitter handle, Cocktail Nation.
Follow the lounge leader today.
This is the Cocktail Hour.
Her stockings. She'll chill you to your blues with birch and knives. Turn your dials and stab and steal an old shoe. Blue negligee. Silk string, her cheat sheet domination. She'll do a goblet freeze, frame to tease, and her lips and her hips play the con. Blue negligee.
Cocktail Nation, Coop Cooper and Jimmy Vargas of Blue Negligee. Now, speaking of Mr. Vargas, you do need to check out his latest book. Now, the latest installment of his Shadow Bride series, set in the 1940s, noir and Hollywood nostalgia's Temple of Lily, and it's available on Jimmy's website, jimmyvargas.com, also on Amazon. The first My Shadow Bride tells the story of a reincarnated crooner running a dance hall in San Francisco in 1993, at the start of the West Coast vintage revival, where he meets a woman who carries the essence of a dead movie queen of the 1940s. The second and latest book, Temple of Lily, is the sequel. It's set in Los Angeles in 1947 with the backdrop of a glittery movie house, a parole gangster, Johnny Roselli, and a political priest trying to use the house as a propaganda machine. Part 2 is out right now. Do check it out. Here's Nathan Haynes and Celestial You on The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. men who have everything design a new type of game.
The Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation, Cube Cooper, thanks to ultraswank.net, Reg Owen, Dancing on the Ceiling. Well, some not-so-swank news from me this week. Sometimes things just go wrong. As many of you know, several months ago, I bought myself a new car. I picked up a 1964 Austin Healey Sprite Mark III. It's a nice little red number, very cool little car. And I've been cruising around, enjoying this vehicle around Sydney. It's fantastic because it's quite little and it's easy to park, easy to get around the traffic. And it's a lot of fun. It looks very, very cool, and there's nothing cooler than a convertible. Well, the other day, I have some bad news for you. I was sitting at the traffic lights, didn't hear a semi-trailer truck come up behind me. Had my music too loud, of course. Anyway, I'm sitting at the lights, and the lights turn green. I put the car in the gear, and I go to take off, and then bang, the truck hits me. Then bang again. Four times in total, I get shunted across the road. And finally, this guy realizes, hey, there's a car in front of me. So we pull over. I check out the damage of the car. It's all busted in at the back. Can't open the trunk. All the taillights are busted. And it got carted off to the shop to get repaired. For some strange reason, the guy, who would have seen me when he actually turned up at the lights, because we were sitting at the lights, seemed to forget that I was there. He was probably playing around on his cell phone or something like that, and then, I forgot, there's a car there. And then he proceeded to practically run me over. Now, I got out unscathed. Don't worry, this large Lothario is all good. No scratches there. My face is still pretty. But sadly, my little Austin Healey, not the best shape. Anyway, I'll get some news back this week. Hopefully that's all good. Hopefully it's not a write-off and I'll be back cruising again. I suppose at least half my car will be repainted, which is nice, I suppose. But a little bit on the scary side. A stupid accident, really. I really have no idea why a giant truck didn't see me in the first place and realised that there was a car there and perhaps he should let me go first. Anyway, that's what happens. Less swank news, I suppose, is as a result, I'm driving a Nissan rental. I just hope nobody sees me in that car. Let's take a look at the world of swank now. Thanks to TikiDelights.com. TikiCon 2014 is on. It's official. The Pacific Northwest Polynesian Pop Extravaganza, July 11 at the Red Lion Hotel in Vancouver at the Key. Marty Lush playing at Modernism Week. February 17 at the Purple Room in Palm Springs. The final Hukilau, June 11, Beat Tiki. August 14 in San Diego, in Sydney, every Tuesday night. You've got the big band from the Basement Big Band and the Sirens Big Band who alternate. May 17, the Illegal Lyman Group got their show at Tiki Caliente in Palm Springs. And February 14, for the lovers out there, Ricky Derrick is playing at the Lakewood Theatre. Special double performance with the screening of Casablanca. And celebrating the 90th anniversary of George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, a celebration of Paul Whiteman's historic 1924 concert, February 12, at the Town Hall in New York City. For these gigs and lots more, we've got them all on the website for you, and you can submit your event. We'd love to hear from you. Simply head over to www.cocktailnation.net. If you've got something on, let me know. It's that simple. Here's Sonny Lester on the Cocktail Nation.
broadcasting from the Sydney Penthouse.
The Lounge Lothario.
Kate Cooper.
Bond.
James Bond.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
Shaken, but not stirred.
Can't reach.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation, Lounge Leader Coop Cooper and James Bond and his sextet, You Only Live Twice. Next week on the show, I've got a very cool exotica band for you from Europe called The Left Arm of Buddha. Looking forward to bringing this marvellous band to you. I'm going to leave you with James Morrison now. Sydney fella with a great little song called The Master Plan. Stay hip.
Ha ha ha.